Hello, guys. Very welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much. Feels good to be here in Punk Rock Holiday, and nice to be on the air with Punk Rockers Radio.
Yeah. When did you arrive?
We just arrived this morning, right?
Yeah, around 9 this morning.
Early.
Where did you come from?
Sweden. Directly from home.
Directly? Oh, it's a hard way. Oh, you by flight.
We live in the middle of Sweden, so we have like 3 hours to Stockholm. So we drove there by car and checked in our gear, and then went by airplane to Venice.
Yes.
And then got picked up there and went here to in Tolmin.
Okay. And then how long do you stay?
We're here only for the weekend, and then we go back to Sweden. So it's just like an exclusive thing here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. And at the morning I don't know whom I will be able to interview, so I've got another concept, and I have cards with beginnings of sentences.
Okay.
And it would be a pleasure if you, each after the other, read it and complete the sentence, and then there will be the next one doing.
Okay, so all four will finish the sentence.
No. One and then the next, and
okay, so I can start with this.
Yes, you can start with it, and if you want to skip one, it's no problem. Or
okay,
just start.
Okay, I will start with this. For me, Punk Rock Holiday is beautiful scenery with beautiful people and really open-minded hearts. Love being here.
Right, my eldest friend is probably sitting next to me.
My hometown is Örebro, and the best place to be there is at the pub, probably drinking beers.
Which pub?
Oh, every pub. I don't know. Everyone that sells beer or tequila, I think. Yeah.
What happened to the guillotine?
Okay, my turn. On tour, I love most. Well, obviously, it's playing the shows, but then also meeting a lot of people, and playing shows and meeting people, good people.
Good answer.
Thank you.
Okay, so our guitar player just have to take a leak. Just want to say that it's not a commercial break. The worst place to wake up after a hangover is probably where in someone's home, where you don't know where you are, you don't recognize the walls, or you're wondering what the fuck am I doing here, what happened last night.
When did it happen the last time?
Oh, this kind of hangovers haven't happened to me in a long, long time. Probably a lot of them in the 90s. A lot of them in the early 2000. But I don't know, maybe 10 years ago.
Not anymore.
Right, I'm probably going to be hated for this one. The most overrated punk band is, the one I can come up with right now is probably The Descendants. I never really cared for them.
I will never stop playing drums, I hope. We'll see about that.
Okay, I take this one for Ole, because he's still taking a leak. I will talk with a different voice. I would like to share the stage with Fall Out Boy.
Oh, it's your turn.
Oh,
you.
When I take a bath, I listen to my son singing our songs. It's pretty cool, actually. He is only 1.5 years old and already know a lot of our songs, and it's pretty funny, and he's a way better singer than me.
This one should be for Danny, actually. Being drunken is, for me nowadays, it's hard, because when I get drunk and I wake up, I feel bad for like a week.
A
Acoustic punk? Never heard of it.
Okay, so Uli is coming back here and he has a new sign that he's gonna finish. And you have 5 seconds.
If I was a drug, I would be... I don't know, a beer. Just alcohol, I think. Well, yeah.
I get angry when I see children that are don't have the possibility of choosing how they will grow up, like they're growing up in a world totally out of their hands, in poverty, or without parents, or without protection. And when it's caused by us adults, I think children should all have the same possibilities growing up.
And one question about it, was it one and a half year ago, your kid is one?
Yeah.
Would you answer the same, or is it a change in mind?
Maybe a little bit change and like more stronger, because like I was, like when I started Misconduct, I started the band and gave the band name Misconduct just because I was so angry about us mistreating this planet, about like we didn't care about the environment at all. We have been getting better of like recycling and like trying to make less CO2 and all that, but there's so many more things that we need to do. But in my young days, I was really pissed off by this, because I thought that the humankind was doing like misconduct on the Mother Earth, you know what I mean? Like on the planet. But like, this also affects the children. Like the children is our future, and we should give them a good legacy, not some dumpster or some shit legacy.
Thank you.
Right, so from planet Earth to my first car was a Ford Focus, and I can tell you, do not ever buy a Ford.
Good commercial.
Ooh, my friends love when I change songs on Spotify all day, I guess.
Is it true?
I think they hate it.
The Sex Pistols. Well, it's a good band. I like them.
Okay.
I don't have to be honest. Okay, so Fred is too scared to answer questions, so
no,
moving on.
No, I will
on.
Just pass. Wait.
My parents wanted me to become a... I'm not really sure, they never really pushed me to do anything. I got to do whatever I wanted to do, and it turned out me doing what my dad told me not to do. So.
The Clash. They're good.
I guess you like punk.
In a club, the best place is... Well, if it's like a club... If it's a rock club, it's a good place. But if it's like a club where you... Like dance music... I would probably go leave. So there's no good place.
No
exit. Exactly. But because it's better to be in a pub and just... Talk to people and have a beer.
But if
and
it's a rock club...
If it's a rock club, it's the place is to be the bar and... To watch the band. It depends on the club.
Where do you stand? Is there the band in the back or in front?
I'm one of those. I'm not a mosh pit guy. Not being cool. Just wanted to see the band. By the sound guy, often.
Oh, okay.
Like, is it that's the best sound? I think so. Now Fred is going to answer. The weirdest thing a fan did was...
Showing up at my parents' house without, like, first telling anyone. Oh. The dude was just there.
Just there.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah.
Did he say anything?
Yeah, yeah. He wanted to come see our rehearsal space and stuff like that.
And what did you do?
No, but we tried to be nice. We were like a bit like, okay, oh, is he really here? But we tried to be nice and show him the rehearsal space. And
so he did what he got what he wanted.
Yeah, more or less.
Yes. And but did he come back again or never seen him again?
No, he actually came back 2 times. But
to the house or to the show?
No. To Sweden to just visit and watch other bands and concerts and stuff. First time was really, really weird because he came all the way from Poland.
Yeah. Okay.
But our former guitar player, he had a really weird experience because a fan in invited him almost to kind of like their, not their wedding, but like he was invited for their family Christmas. And yeah, I think she thought that they were like a couple or something without him knowing.
Okay, that's weird.
So if any fans want anything, just go on to Frederick. He'll show you.
It's on the floor.
In school, .. In school, you should try to remember how easy you have it, because when you get to real life, you realize that school wasn't really that hard. You should just stick to it and do what the teachers tell you to do.
The Offspring, Pete, great drummer. How do you sing it, Fred?
Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah, awesome song. So yeah, good videos as well.
So you don't have to do them all. So if you don't want to do it anymore, but right, yeah, it's okay. No, we can do it. I'm not in a hurry.
One of the more fun interviews we've done.
Okay, so we can do them all. I'm not in a hurry.
Game night.
Yeah.
Yes.
When I'm down.
Later, I'll give points for the right answers.
Who has the most points?
Yeah. You.
I won.
There are the colors are the difficulty of the question, and
okay.
I have right here the right answers.
Ah, okay.
So I will check it out.
Okay, should I do this?
Yeah, listen to him.
When I'm down, is the question. I don't get that down, but if I'm half
when
down.
You lose your bag?
Yeah, I'm down. When I lose my bag, I have no clothes now because my bag is somewhere else. But I'm not down about that.
No, I know.
Yeah, okay. When I woke up, I.
When I woke up, I was feeling like a happy bird.
The name of my first band was Drown a Clown. It didn't last very long.
What kind of music?
Mostly like covers of what we tried, what we thought we could play, but it turned out we weren't that good, so.
I am not good in singing, cooking, playing guitar, playing bass. How many things should I mention here?
Staying sober.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks for having me.
Okay, one last.
Okay, the last. The worst thing that happened at a show was, I think it was when we were in Spain, and this was before Fred played guitar on stage, and Fred jumped up and kicked the head of my guitar,
the neck
broke.
Plus, the show was really weird because it was like some promoters were like shooting
rabbits outside
with shotguns, and we just ended the show and left. It was like
a weird vibe.
Yeah, it was like animal torture place. Like, so weird, and we were so angry with the promoter. Good point.
Use caps lock.
Yeah, my friends hate when I use caps lock too much.
If I was a drink, I would be rum. Straight up rum.
When I am back home,
keep drinking.
I might have a little tequila and watch TV. Yeah, I'm gonna become a father soon here, so when I'm back home, I'm getting a daughter.
That is good. Okay. Is any one of you a fan of the Ramones?
Yeah, totally. Everyone, I
think. That's what I should have
said. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who's the biggest fan?
I think I'm a huge fan. We even used to cover Pet Sematary and I Want to Live and I Want to Be Sedated.
Okay, because I've got a project, it's called Ramoetry.
Yeah.
And I'm collecting recordings of musicians reading the lyrics of the Ramones.
Okay.
And it would be a pleasure if you will be part of it.
Of course.
I've got 30 lyrics.
Yeah.
And you can choose one, it's free choice. And then you read it.
This is Frederick from Misconduct. Here's my reading of Ramon's Pet Cemetery. Under the arc of weather-stained boards, ancient goblins and warlords come out the ground and making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And the night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Follow Victor to the sacred place. This ain't the dream, I can't escape. Molars and fangs, the clicking of bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And the night when the moon is bright, someone cries, something ain't right. The moon is full, the air is still. All of a sudden, I feel a chill. Victor is grinning, flesh rotting away. Skeletons dance, a curse this day. And the night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout.
Thank you. So, thank you for being here.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.